Generation Rap is on KPRS Kansas City.
Powered by BOK Financial.
For whatever you want your company to be, there's BOK Financial. With the services, products, and people to help you and your business reach all the milestones you want to reach. Be ready with BOK Financial. Member FDIC.
It's straight up 8 o'clock, and it's time to plug in your ears to the hottest hour in radio. Generation Rap. Kansas City's number one teen talk show, starring Casey area high school students. We're talking about major topics affecting today's generation. Now get ready to build your mad skills and speak your mind. It's Generation Rap. Hot 103 Jams.
What it do, KC? It's your favorite rapper, Judah, and it's time to wake up and get lit with Generation Rap today. On today's show, we'll be talking to Kathy about health and fitness, Hannah and Nika about helping seniors with technology, and last but not least, we'll be chopping it up with Miss Lisa about paying off student loans and debt. And now, please give it up for your amazing hosts, Mariana and Evie.
Woo! Good morning, Mariana. How are you feeling this morning?
I am feeling great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very tired.
I totally understand. Before we get into the rest of the show, let me know who else is in the building.
What's up, KC? This your boy Damar, a.k.a. The Kid from Class 2024.
What's up, KC? It's your girl Lauren, repping that class of 2021 straight out of St. Teresa's Academy.
It's your favorite rapper, Judah.
What's up, KC? It's your boy G3.
What's up, Kansas City? It's your girl Delia, a.k.a. The Queen of Radio.
What's up, KC? It's your girl Hannah Montana.
Hey, Kansas City, it's Nika, class
2022. And what's up, KC? It's your boy Colin, a.k.a. CJ, repping that class 2021. Shout out to Raytown South High.
And before we get into the rest of the show, Hannah, let me hear our announcement.
Chinese New Year celebration, January 26th at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. Featuring Shirley Caesar and Canton Spirituals Gospel 1590 AM 70th Anniversary, a Mother's Day celebration, Saturday, May 9th at Memorial Church International, 11424 Hickory Mills Drive at KCMO 64134. That's our church. I'll be there. Friends for Life Teddy Bear Drive, New Stuff Animals Only, February 9th from noon to 6 at the Hy-Vee Arena at 1800 Genesis, St. KC, Missouri 64102, and bring a new stuffed animal only. Hot 103 Jams presents a Random Heart Fundraiser, Human Trafficking Community Awareness Fundraiser, Saturday, February 1st to, at 6 p.m. It'll be a $2 raffle auction and more.
Queen Nefertari, Eternal Egypt, November 15th, 2019 to March 29th, 2020 at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. Now, with that being said, let's talk to Hannah and Nika about their work with the senior citizens.
Hi.
Good morning.
Okay, so what exactly were y'all doing with the senior citizens and how did y'all help them?
We learned how to take blood pressure and we helped them with that and learning how to use their devices to keep track of their their blood pressure for in case they have a health problem.
I just added people to their speed dial.
Wait, so when did y'all help? When did y'all do this?
Monday, Martin Luther King Day.
And so I want to know, what made y'all actually want to step out there and do this? Like, was it a really good experience? How'd y'all?
Well, I was kind of forced to. Well, we all were, but, I mean, it was cool.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I also went there, and I enjoyed it. But I did it. I got an email from my school, and I go to PWIs whenever I see an email, reaching out for, black people in the community. I try to, make sure that I go to it. So I really enjoyed it.
See, what's your name? They ain't trying to give you your credit. What's your name?
Lauren.
Okay.
So, Judah, where are you at? How come you didn't go?
I mean, I didn't go because...
You were asleep.
Nah. See, I was doing dialysis for the sleeping organization that helps them try to get, see how long I can sleep on a Monday when we don't have school.
No, you don't lie about these
tomorrow,
things.
Tomorrow, Sunday, God's going to get you.
Honestly.
You don't like liars.
He knows how to forgive.
Lord. So what did y'all expect before even going to help the senior citizens?
I thought the breakfast. Because it was early in the morning and I thought it was kind of pancakes, sausage, bacon, eggs, biscuits, and gravy.
Oh, you gotta name the whole menu.
Yeah, it's like a continental
breakfast.
But
you gotta have them eat healthy though.
Yeah, they had grapes and stuff and they had strawberries. It was good too.
Well, Lauren, what were you expecting?
Okay, well, I didn't expect food, but we had food. So we had grapes, sandwiches. But I kind of expected it to be, like, a little awkward, you know, like, since the gap between, like, teenagers and, like, elders. But it wasn't, like, too bad. It felt, like, comfortable, so.
Anika? I expected there to be what there was. I expected there to be a lot more older people than there were young. And for there to be a learning experience, which we got.
So if y'all could, would y'all do it again? If so, why? Or if not, why? Be honest, keep it a book.
I would do it again because I feel like we had many takeaways from it. We had a lot of people come and talk just about, like, health and fitness. And, like, one of the things that stuck with me is someone said, like, we're still eating like we're in slavery. Like, we're still eating, like, chitlins, pigs and stuff. And, like, we have the opportunity to eat healthy. But that we just have to take that among ourselves.
I would do it again because it wasn't that long, you know. And I learned something from it.
What'd you learn?
I learned that I need to, there's no, like, proper age to start thinking about your health. And there are a lot of aspects that can, like, lead to you being unhealthy.
I would do it again, but it has to be later throughout the day, not early in the morning.
Okay. And so, like, what was y'all biggest takeaway from this? Like, if you had to tell me about it, what was your biggest thing that you learned from this?
Health and fitness coincide, so, like, they both go together. Also, we got to, like, speak with the elders a lot, and they just told us, like, you know, start early. Like, don't think about it until you get older when you don't have much time, but start early.
I would say the same thing. Eat healthy.
to just, like, be present with your health and how it's going to affect you in the future.
All right. So, speaking of health and fitness, we have very special guest, Miss Kathy. So could you kind of introduce yourself and what it is that you do?
Hi, my name is Catherine Williams. I'm an assistant athletic director at St. Teresa's Academy, and I'm also a personal trainer. And I was also there at the event last Monday for Martin Luther King Day. And the students did a wonderful job. They got to connect with all the seniors and kind of tell them about health and wellness. They got to go through blood pressures where they got to connect with the seniors and actually put the blood pressure cuff on them and tell them what their reading was. They also got to go through healthy apps for them. Like, a lot of them, the seniors had Fitbits, so they got to, you know, go through that app with them. They got to eat healthy, like they said. They got to eat fruit and vegetables, sandwiches, those type of things. And then also we had some community speakers. We had Alvin Brooks there, and he spoke as well, just to encourage the teens and the older adults.
So, believe it or not, I'm on a diet. I've been on a diet for a minute. I want to know, like, what type of good foods can I eat? Because, you know, nowadays you drink too much water, it's unhealthy. You eat bread, it's unhealthy. I want to know, like, what's some good foods that I can eat that's going to help me achieve my goal of trying to get bigger and lose the fat.
Okay. So a lot of things that you can try to incorporate into your diet would be vegetables, fruits, a lot of lean meats like ground turkey, lean ground beef, steak. Flank steak is also a good choice to incorporate into your diet. Chicken, a little bit of dairy, you know, eggs is also a good thing to start off in the morning. Oatmeal for good carbs. You seem very fit already, so, I mean.
No, it's a lot of fat under this shirt, so.
A lot of fat, no. And you said that you sleep a lot, so that's good.
No, but so I went on BMI yesterday. I typed in my thing, like my weight and my height. And they said I am very obese and I need to, like, I don't know. Maybe it's because of my, I don't know.
We'll have to check that out later on the break.
Well.
That's an app, so we'll go through that.
Yeah. What exactly made you get into the health field?
Well, I was an athlete in high school and also in college. I ran track at UMKC. I was a long jump, triple jump, and also a sprinter.
As you should.
So I've just always been in fitness all my life, and then now I have a career in that, working with young women at St. Teresa's Academy as assistant athletic director.
Okay, and so how has fitness affected your life?
Ooh, it has definitely changed my life. It has taught me teamwork, being coachable, how to just go through challenges. When I was in college, just being able to push through. You know, I was on a a track scholarship. So that was paying my way through school. And I just had to work hard and make sure that I did what I needed to do in the classroom and on the field to progress in life.
So how exactly do you think fitness correlates with health?
I feel like you should be active. It doesn't have to be complicated. I think people think that, you know, you have to do something extreme to, like, lose weight. You can just walk in the morning, get up earlier than you normally do, incorporate healthy foods. It doesn't have to be, like, a strict diet. As long as you're, you know, gradually, you know, getting healthier, you know, you can make a better life for yourself, basically.
Is there such a thing as too much exercise?
Some people can overdo it. You just got to know your limit. And that's why I was saying start off slow, you know, start with a small goal and then work your way up.
Okay, so what do you specifically do to stay fit and healthy?
Well, I also do fitness competitions, so it's a little bit more stricter. But I try to do some cardio in the morning. I like to work out in the morning, not in the afternoon. I have my work schedule is pretty loaded, so I try to get up early, run, or do whatever cardio that I'm doing, elliptical, bike, whatever, and then I'll lift weights as well.
Just with all that comes with life, do you find it hard to be consistent, like, with working out and staying fit?
Yeah, recently, now that I have this job at St. Teresa's Academy, it is kind of hard, but you have to schedule it out. Like, I have a planner, I write down, be intentional about working out, because it's important to me. I want to be healthy, I want to live a long life. So just make sure that you're writing down your goals. If being fit and getting a buff is your goal, you know, write that down and look at it every day and make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do to get to that goal.
How often do you think, like, a cheat day is available? Because I like to do one, like, once a week, go to McDonald's or something like that. How often do you think a cheat day would be like?
I think a cheat day is a good option. You know, you're working out hard and you're eating right, and then you allow yourself that one day to kind of indulge. I wouldn't go overboard and just eat whatever. That, and then you're progressing back. So I would say, yeah, definitely incorporate a cheat meal in there. I don't know if I would pick McDonald's, but, you know, pick something that, you know, you love, like pasta, a big bowl of pasta or a steak. Still a healthier choice, but, you know, you're allowing yourself that cheat day.
So most people say it's like, it's not what you eat, it's like the amount of what it is that you eat. Is that true?
Yeah, portion size is very important. Another way that you can kind of measure out your food, I know, like, for chicken, sometimes if I don't have a measuring tool in the kitchen, I'll use, like, my palm of my hand. That's a good enough portion for a piece of chicken. You can use that for, like, your vegetables, like a handful of broccoli. You know, if you don't have those tools, you can definitely figure out a way.
That's great.
For, like, the meals of the day, is there a certain, like, amount you're supposed to eat? Like, say, like, carbs in the morning, like, more protein at lunch. Like, is there, like, something to go with that?
You should always be incorporating protein is also a good way to kind of portion out. So you should have protein, carbs, and fats. There are lots of apps out there where you can put in your body weight and kind of figure out how much you need by the goal that you're trying to get to. If you're trying to stay lean, if you're trying to get buff, if you're, you know, trying to just maintain, you can put in your weight, your height, and then it'll kind of calculate the carbs, fats, and proteins that you'll need.
Now, with that being said, we do have to go on break, so don't touch that dial. Stay, you've been tuned to the hottest teen talk show on the planet, Generation Rap, only on Hot 103.
Jam!
Back to the hottest teen talk show on the planet, Generation Rap, Hot 103 Gems.
I mean, where should I really even start? I got that I'm keeping in the dark. I got my across the street living large. Thinking back to the fact that they dead, thought my raps wasn't facts till they sat with the bars. I got two phones, one need a charge. Yeah, they twins, I could tell they apart.
I got big packs coming on the way. I got big stacks coming out to save. I got Lil Max with me, he the wave. It's a big gap between us and the game. In the next life, I'm trying to stay paid. When I die, I put my money in a grave. When I die, I put my money in a grave. I really gotta put a couple in their place. Really just lapped every in a race. I really might tap realest on my face. Lil CC, let it slap with the bass.
Good morning, KC. It's your girl, Lauren. In the first segment, we talked to Kat Williams about fitness and health. And in this segment, we will be talking to Miss Lisa White Jones about how to pay for college. Now I'm going to bring it back to your hosts, Mariana and Evie.
Woo! Before we get into the show, let's hear Judah.
All right, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Judah. Did you know as a child, Sugar Ray Robinson, which is Muhammad Ali's idol, denied giving him an autograph? From then on, he never vowed to deny giving a fan an autograph, and he kept that promise. Now back to your hosts, Mariana and Evie.
Woo! All right, so to start this segment, let me know what schools y'all want to go to.
Okay, first of all, I want to go to Mizzou. I swear that's been my dream school ever since I was born. I love Mizzou. And if I wasn't able to get into Mizzou, I would want to go to a HBCU, and I would want to go to UAPB.
Okay.
So, what made you want to go to Mizzou?
I don't know. I just love them. Like, I don't know. I had the opportunity to visit there once, and once I visited, I just fell in love, so.
Well, I agree with your second option. I want to go to UAPB for forensic psychology.
I wanted to, I was looking at a lot of schools. I applied, because I'm indecisive. I would just be applying everywhere. I'll just be like, okay, this is cool for me. I want to go to KU, Wichita, UCM. Not want to go, but this is a place I got accepted to. Grandview University, and it's a couple more. Xavier. So, yeah.
Oh, period.
I'm looking more into the D.C. area. I'm not sure yet, but I visited George Washington University, and that kind of caught my eye.
I want to go to Mizzou, too, for broadcasting.
Well, y'all have all these... Oh, go ahead, Demari, my bad.
I want to go to Texas A&M for the athletics and the academics.
And I was looking at Georgia State.
So, with that being said...
I want to go to... I don't know exactly where I want to go, but I want to know what I want to go for. I want to go for theater.
So how much do y'all think this is going to cost?
A lot of money.
Yeah, a lot.
A couple racks.
Well,
I already know Mizzou's tuition about a cool, altogether a cool $20,000, so.
I thought Mizzou was not cheap, but I thought it was like $11,000, $12,000. That's what I
looked up
Mizzou.
For tuition and then housing and then like books and stuff cost altogether, that's like $20,000.
See, I feel like a lot of people have, like, a misconception of college because, like, shoot, when I was, like, a junior, I was like, they can just put it on my tab. I'm going to pay it later. Like, and now I was like, shoot, I ain't cap. When I get to college, I'm ball, shoot. I'm going to get all the food. And I ain't playing no game. Don't do that, though, y'all, because, you know.
Well.
But that's why we got Miss Lisa here.
Yay.
Okay. So, Miss Lisa has an, sorry. Is the author of a number one best-selling devotional, Financial Seasons, Daily Inspiration About Money and Emotions, Miss Lisa Y. Jones.
Hey, guys. Woo! Woo! Hey, thanks for having me back. We had a really good time in October, I think it was November, because you guys did Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October, so.
Yep.
Yeah, so we had a great time, and you asked me to come back, and I'm glad to be here. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine, girl. Yes.
So, welcome back to the show.
Thank
For those
you.
Who don't know, give us a little background about yourself and how you paid off $300,000 in 5 years.
Yeah, buddy. So, the majority of that was interest on student loans. I want to say that again. Interest on student loans. So we had $191,000 in debt, and $45,000 of that was the student loans themselves. And then because, what is your name?
Judah.
Right. You told me that. Okay. So Judah said he was just going to leave it on his tab, and there is a tab, and that's called interest. And so we left ours on our tab for way too long, and it created an additional $100,000 in interest. So most people don't realize that student loans accrue interest every single day. So even when you're in school, they are sitting there churning, burning money every single day. So my husband and I decided we were done with debt. So we just buckled down and we didn't go out to eat. We didn't go to the movies. We didn't take vacations. We stayed very close to home and watched how much gas we spent, what we ate, all of those things for 5 whole years. And we paid off all of our debt and had $121,000 in medical bills that we had to work our way through during that same time. And that's how we got to over $300,000.
So I know you said that loans were building up in school. I thought, I thought it was the difference between like subsidized and unsubsidized.
Oh, Judah has done his homework. Yes. Okay, so there is a difference between subsidized and unsubsidized loans. The loans accrue regardless of the type of loan you have. The difference is if you have a subsidized loan, the government is going to pay that interest for you while you are in school. The day you graduate, they stop paying that interest, and then you're responsible for paying all that was borrowed and any interest that has accrued after you graduate. So that is the difference in subsidized and unsubsidized loans. And you will never, that is a truism, never get all unsubsidized, all subsidized loans. So they are going to give you a portion of your loans that are subsidized and the rest are unsubsidized. So that means that they're going to pay the interest on a portion, but you're going to have to pay the interest on the rest of them. If you go to graduate school, those are always, always unsubsidized. Mm. So do you guys know how I went to college?
Well, how did you go?
I went to college on a bunch of baby scholarships. I had $700 scholarships, $1,000 scholarships, $500. I had a $300 scholarship, kid you not. I had a few big ones, but I had a lot of little scholarships. And then at the end of my sophomore year, I signed up for this program called Cooperative Education. I'm a computer engineer. And so I ended up working for the federal government through this program. And the whole idea was for you to get work experience in your field while you were getting your degree. And so after my first semester working with them, they started paying for my tuition. Hello.
Well, that's money right
there.
There
we go. So they paid for my tuition, which dropped my bill by like 2/3. And then all of my scholarship money was then able to be used for my room and board. And they paid for my books as well. And so when I graduated, they gave me a job. Hello. And then paid for my master's. So you don't need student loans. There are lots of different ways that you can get to college. Okay. I see questions coming in through foreheads. I see them. I just see them. Ask away.
Who want to go first?
I was thinking about like doing... Oh, it was just like a lot going on with me. I just was really thinking about doing like the military or like the Air Force or something like that to pay off my debts. And then like, I feel like it's just a lot of people are uneducated about money and debts when it comes to college. Because like people, they tell you to go and then they don't tell you stuff like the amount of debt you're going to get or how you can pay off your debt.
Right. So Judah, why are we thinking about the military after college? Why not ROTC while you're in college?
Oh, no, I meant... I was going to do it, like, while in college. Okay. But honestly, like, they was talking about... So, I was going to do it, like, freshman year, but they was talking about shaving my head bald. And I went after... I'm being serious. I didn't want to have to, like, you know, do that and come to school looking bald and ugly. And then, like...
Dude.
No, you do know your hair will grow back, right?
I know, but I don't got to restart my ways. Like, But the real biggest thing about me is, like, they said you got to miss 10 weeks for training. And, like, that's cool for some people, but me, I like to, like, do, like, a lot of stuff, like, music. And, like, my first year, it's, like, my first time going to college. I want to be able to experience that. I don't want to just, like, you know, miss the first 10 weeks and never get, like, my first day again. Some people be like, okay, you can have next year or the next semester, but I just feel like it just won't be the same. So I was thinking about doing the Air Force, or I'm going to get it all figured out and do it my sophomore year of college.
Okay, so here's something to think about. That 10 weeks doesn't have to be in August, right? Well, that program may, but there are other programs. So look around, see when that process starts. And just because, let's say it is August, let's say you do have to start that program in August. Does that mean that you start your freshman year in August? There's nothing that says you can't start your freshman year in June or in January. So schools are very flexible these days to give you the opportunity to create the experience. That's the buzzword in college education. You want a college experience. So think outside of the box, because $20,000, and you guys were throwing out some numbers earlier, and I kept waiting to put that tag on how, like Mizzou. You were talking about Mizzou, and you said Mizzou costs $20,000, but is that $20,000 a semester, $20,000 a year, $20,000 for 4 years? You have to put the parameters around the number so that you get a real indicator of how much it costs. So we just did a college tour to Mizzou in December, and it's about, you know, $15,000 a year, which would then equate to about $60,000 for your 4 year experience.
That's too much.
See, I'm stressed out. Right. I'm ready to go.
Right.
I don't even want to do it no more. I'm
right. Well, so let's think outside the box. Okay. You can do it. How do you do it? Missouri has the A+ program. Okay. So A+ program is huge. What does that mean? It means that you start at a junior college, you get the majority of your electives, your base classes, all your maths and your Englishes, things that you're going to need. You said you were undecided. You're going to need those classes anyway. Why not get those at Metropolitan? You know, and hello, you can start at Metropolitan while you're in high school. There's nothing that says that you can't start at Metropolitan while you're in high school.
I definitely did not know that.
Start looking into those things. They have these programs where I actually saw on Facebook, this was probably about a year ago, but I saw on Facebook this young woman, I think she was in like Georgia. I don't know. It wasn't in Missouri. But she graduated from high school and college in the same month. High school and college. She finished her high school diploma and her college degree in the same month because she was taking online college classes. She was taking classes at her local community college at the same time as she was finishing her high school diploma.
So I wanted to know, like, if you don't pay off your student debts or student loans, what negative effects can it bring to you?
Man, that is a great question. First of all, the student loan debt is... when you don't pay it, it is a federal debt, okay? So they just take your money out of your checking account. They just take it. The only other people that have more power than the student loan repayment process, Department of Education, is the IRS. They just take it. It's called garnishment. They just take it. They send you a letter and say, oh, by the way, we've already talked to your employer. By the time you get the letter, it's already in the works. So we've already talked to your employer, and your next check will be short by this amount because we're going to take, because you didn't pay us first, we're just going to come get it. Okay. So that's the first thing. Second thing is that it negatively impacts your credit score, which I'm not a big fan of because we don't use debt, so we don't need a credit score. But that is something that a lot of people believe they need. So if that's a motivator for you, then that might not be something you want to do. And it could impact you getting a job because the military is not going to let you in because they say you can't be trusted. So at one point in my life, I had a top secret clearance because I worked for the State Department. And the reason they won't hire you is because now someone has the opportunity to bribe you because you need money to pay your debt. So if you don't pay your bills, you are what the government calls a security risk. And you can easily not get hired by lots of high-ranking companies because you are not to be trusted. Pay your bills, people. Pay your bills.
Them bills need to get paid.
They do.
Okay, and we would love to continue this conversation, but we do have to go to break. So you have been tuned into the livest and hottest teen talk show on the planet, Generation Rap, only on Hot 103.
Jam! Now, back to the hottest teen talk show on the planet, Generation Rap, Hot 103 Jams.
Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect.
whole clique about it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out, wanna crowd around it. You could see me on Optimum TV. On your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3, chic ain't your usual friend. But I can set you up like Kaiser, walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and chums, I'm trying to ice my whole casket when I'm gone.
Welcome back, KMC. It's your boy Colin, aka C-Up. In the first segment, we talked to Hannah, Lauren, and Nikki about what they did service day on MLK service day. And in the second segment, we talked to the amazing Ms. Lisa Jones.
Yay.
And now we are going to continue that conversation with our lovely hosts, Moriana and Evie.
Woo! And we are back. So, to kind of recap, we were speaking about what it is. Like, what's bad about getting loans and kind of how we can avoid that?
I know. We need to avoid that. So we started the conversation about going to community college while you're in high school so that you can start getting your credits early. And then we had the discussion offline about AP classes. So want to ask that question again?
Yeah. So how do you determine, like, which colleges take, like, AP classes, like college classes or dual enrollment?
So basically, have a list of the colleges that you want to go to. And if you go to their website and go under their admissions tab, they're going to tell you what their requirements are. Okay. And their admissions teams are always going to be very helpful because they want you to come to their school regardless of how much it costs you. Okay. So, but typically on their admissions tab, they're going to tell you what their AP acceptance process is. And then they will also tell you what the scores need to be based on the subject. And then the AP page, the AP program, Advanced Placement Program itself, they actually have a list of what those numbers need to be as well. And so there's always a benefit in taking the AP classes. I tell everybody, if you take the class, take the test, because you might pass the test. We want you to pass the test. And in passing the test, then that's where you actually get the credit. But even if you don't pass the test, it then acts as an assessment for what you really need to, where you need to be placed when you get to college. So that information is very transparent. You just need to go to either the school's admissions site or to the advanced placement page, and they will tell you what schools will take what. Which AP classes are you taking?
I'm in AP Psychology, AP US History, and then there's one other, but I don't remember it.
Okay, so what major are you planning on?
I'm looking into law.
Okay, so those AP classes would fit very well because you're going to need those classes for a pre-law environment. I'm assuming that you're looking at maybe a psychology degree or something along those lines?
We'll see. I'm not sure yet.
Okay, so that then brings up so we want to make sure that the classes that we're taking, both in AP and when we get to college, support the major that we're going to be in, okay? That is where a lot of people get into trouble, and they end up with all these classes that they took as freshmen and sophomore that in their freshman sophomore years that don't impact the major that they eventually choose. And that's how you end up staying in college an extra semester, which costs what?
More money.
Hello. There we go. So think about, you know, what you're taking now and how that impacts you. Here's another thing. I had a coaching session because I'm a financial coach. I had a coaching session with two individuals. One lived in Oklahoma and came to Kansas. She went to KU.
Did she like it?
Yeah, she did. Actually, she did. She loved it. What she didn't love was that out-of-state tuition bill that came along with crossing the state line.
Just okay? Extra.
Yeah,
just
truly. Extra. That's exactly what it is. Now, here's the kicker. I also had a coaching session with a young lady who lived in Kansas and went to Oklahoma State. They both had the same major. I kid you not. Okay, so they both had, right, they both had a sociology degree. So they each crossed the state line to do the exact same program that's already in their state, right? Okay, so they tripled the cost of their education. So think about it. We said earlier that Mizzou would cost roughly $60,000 for the 4 years, okay? Right. So if our son wants to go to the University of Michigan, he lives in St. Louis, all right? We did the numbers, University of Michigan, for the international business program that he's interested in for 4 years out of state, $400,000.
That's
I had to take a little breathalyzer.
Simply because, that's what we said. Simply because you cross a state line. So when you cross a state line, they get to charge you, they choose to charge you an upcharge of $20,000, $30,000 a year.
They be taxing.
Simply because you cross the state line.
But, like, I feel like sometimes, like, I don't know, I just, like, kind of, like, live by the motto, like, you don't always want to, like, put your dreams on hold because, like, money. I know it's, like, a stupid decision.
No, it's like, not stupid, Judah.
Yeah, and then, like, some college, like, advisors, like, they'll, like, tell me certain things, like, oh, like, you should go here, or you should do that, or something, like, what not to do, but they're not really putting stress on, like, helping us actually, because I thought I was ready for college, but now that we're talking to you, I need to go back to ninth grade. I ain't ready yet.
You don't need to go to ninth grade. You need to go to community college first, okay?
But see, I feel like, I'm like a big type person. I like to like, I like big schools and stuff like that. Like I like my old high school because it was big out in Arizona, but it's just like, I feel like I'll do better. I'll thrive more at a university versus going to a community college.
And that's
like,
fair.
People, the diversity, just the full college experience. Because if I do go in there, I want to go in there seeing, okay, I had the time of my life. I did what I needed to do with no regrets. I don't want to be miserable, feel like I'm going to high school. Which I know, like, that's probably not what community college is. I'm ignorant to the topic. But
okay, let me help you. Last Saturday, I had a coaching session with a young lady who has $19,000 in student loans. So when I saw that she only had $19,000 in student loans, I was like, yay, you're doing great. She said, I've been paying on these student loans for almost 20 years. And she still has $19,000 in student loans. So I get what you're saying, this whole, you know, experience. And I'm please hear that I am not trying to squash your dreams, okay? I just want you guys to understand the cost of your dreams. That's what this conversation is all about.
Right.
Okay? Because what you see today, you don't have a job. You cannot pay for your room and board. You can't do those things yourself. So you're saying, I'm just going to, you know, get a loan to do it. And then you don't realize on the back end the actual cost of that loan. You know, I had a coaching session probably 2 months ago now with this woman, and I kid you not, she's got $192,000 in student loans.
See, that's
and she has only been working in her field for 2 months and is already thinking about when she wants to have a baby and not work anymore. And I'm like, you got $1,700 a month in student loans. Have worked. You can't just not work because you literally have $1,700 a month that you owe in student loans. And that's the 20-year plan. That's the 20-year plan.
That's just...
So I can't even do it. Not trying to squash your dreams. I really pray that you guys hear that, okay? I just need you to have a dose of reality of what your dreams are going to cost. And there are days where a dream deferred a little bit is going to really pay off because you get all these other experiences that you don't even know that you're going to have or need.
So speaking of the cost, we got a little statistic.
Oh, I like statistics.
According to the credit reporting agency Experian, the total amount of outstanding student loans reached an all-time high in 2019 at $1.41 trillion, according to the credit reporting agency Experian. That's a 6% increase from 2018 and a whopping 33% spike since 2014, when the total debt was about $1.6 trillion.
Right. So I've been doing some research and I haven't been able to compile it all yet. But my question, how much of that debt came from people who didn't get a degree?
Oh,
come on now.
That's a good
point.
I didn't
even think about that part.
Yeah,
that's a good point because a lot of people start college but don't actually finish.
Exactly.
It.
So, it you know,
And also, I don't know. I'm ignorant to a lot of topics, but like, shoot, when I turn 18, I'm voting for whoever taking away the student loans. I don't care what. No, but for real. How, like, is the presidency election important in that topic?
It is a very hot topic. And caveat, this is a full disclaimer. I do not talk politics. okay, I believe that when you get in, when you go in to vote and they put you in a little booth, they put you in that booth because your vote is private. Your vote is your own personal opinion. And frankly, you're not going to convince me of your opinion, and I'm not going to try to convince you of mine. So I don't talk politics from that perspective. I do have an opinion on student loans, however. Okay, so I want to put that out there. So I don't care if you're Republican or Democratic or independent. I really don't care, because that's not going to sway my thought. But from a financial perspective, the problem about student loans is not the student loans themselves. The problem is the fear that they are using around the topic of student loans to create a platform for them to grow on. Okay, what does that mean? As long as the federal government continues to give out money in the form of student loans this way, colleges and universities will continue to increase their prices, because that's how they are funded. So let's think about what happens when you get a student loan, okay? All right, you get a student loan and the university gets a check from the federal government. You don't get a check from the federal government.
So we go broke and they get rich.
They get their money, okay? The fee that they have set is not regulated, so they get to charge whatever they want. Your money, the government's money comes in to pay for it. Then the interest starts. So the school gets their money. The student loan, what they call a student loan servicer, they get the interest that is paid on the money. You get the bill. Okay? So as long as student loans are tied to education and it's unregulated, it's just going to continue to go through the roof. And now the taxpayer, which would be you eventually, mm-hmm. is left holding the bag of all of these loans, of all of these people who got all this money to go all these places when they could have gone in their backyard for a lot less money.
And also, okay. People, do not forget to do your FAFSA.
Yes. Do it ASAP. Oh, come on,
Judah. A lot of my friends, they wait until now. No. But when that pot get empty.
It's empty.
They ain't ready for that talk, though. So, I'm going to leave that to the masses, because they ain't ready for that.
No, Judah, you're onto something. Why don't you, first of all, what is FAFSA?
So, I don't know all the facts, so don't be trying to come at me on social media.
I'll help you out.
I have a question, but Judah keeps talking. Okay. Like, keep, shut up. No, wait, no. Shut up.
This is the Judah show. Okay, Judah, hold on. Okay, because we got some attitude with that one. So let's get your question in before Judah tells us what FAFSA is.
Since college costs too much, would you suggest somebody work like a year and then go to college, or just go to college straight after high school?
That is a great question. Tell me your name.
I'm Hannah Harris.
Hi, Hannah.
Hey.
Okay, it's up to you. You can do it lots of different ways. Okay, I worked during the summers so that I could have the money that I needed to bridge the gap with the scholarships that I had. And that's how I was able to do it. Then once I got to college, I got a job on campus, and that became the rest of the money that I used. And then, as you heard, I found a company to then pay for my tuition, which gave my scholarships a little bit more room to grow. Okay, do you see where I'm going? So you don't. A lot of people think if I take a year off, I'm never gonna go. If you believe that's you, then go. Just go where you can afford to go. Okay? That is the key. And keep your eye on the goal. Why are you here? You know, the college experience, I sort of don't like that term, because it makes it, you know, oh, it's you know, it's not just about your classes, it's about all the extracurricular stuff. And it is, but you're paying for that. So the sooner you can get in, my niece actually is graduating 3 semesters early. She's graduating college 3 semesters early because of all of the work that she did in high school so that she could get in and get out. If you're 3 semesters early graduating, that's 3 semesters that you're not paying for. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So I'm okay going. Just know why you're going and know how you're going to pay for it. Okay, and do not use student loans as a resource, because they are not a resource. They are a bill waiting to happen. All right.
Save money, live better.
Yeah.
Are you done,
Hannah? Like Walmart.
Nah, but FAFSA, it's like, I think it's a grant from the government.
It is not a grant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
See, it's a amount of money that you receive based on your living.
It is not. Let me help.
See, you know.
See, no, I just.
I thought to sound smart.
You
and sound.
Did. You sounded great because you even know what FAFSA is. Okay, so you're there. I just want to help put it into context so that you're not. Let's just go. Okay, free application for federal student aid. That is all. It's just an application. That's all it is. Okay, so let's understand what it is. However, every school uses it. And so this is where you were going with it, Judah. They use that application, because everybody does the same application, to then determine how to divvy out their student loan. Their student aid. Most of what is available through FAFSA are loans. Not everything, though. Grants are a part of FAFSA as well. So when they get your FAFSA, then they sort of put you in two columns. Your loan column, which you have the opportunity to deny or not accept. And then your grant column, which you always want to accept. And then there's also a scholarship opportunity with FAFSA as well. So you were on it. You just skewed a little bit. So my job was just to get you back on the right road.
Thank you.
All right. Another question over here.
Okay. This is for the G-Rappers. But from all the information that you have given us, G-Rappers, what have you learned from this?
I need a job.
I need to save money.
Yes.
Because I'm always spending. Like, I just got paid last week. I'm broke now.
And you like Starbucks, from what I remember, Hannah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
You remember.
Yeah.
So, I may go there today.
Girl. So what I learned was that if you take AP classes, then you should try to pass the test.
Yeah.
So that you can go ahead and get them credits.
Come on now. Don't just take the class. Take the test.
Judah, what did you learn? You talked the whole show.
I mean, it is a Judah show, you know what I'm saying? But nah, I learned a lot. I really learned a lot. But I want to say to all the people out there, if you have spender problems like Hannah, you know, you could do, if you can't buy it twice, you can't afford it. I know it's a hard thing.
Give me some on that. Oh,
they,
my gosh.
They're not ready for that topic.
They are not.
So, yeah. I can buy it twice.
I mean, but
don't get it messed up.
But you'll still be able to afford
Judah,
it.
You're done. Goodbye.
Evie, what did you learn?
I learned that I know that I'm about to go to a community college before I go to a university, yes. Because I feel like that'll be the best way for me.
Hey, Lauren?
I learned that I should probably start looking now for scholarships rather than
yes.
Wait. Hey,
really quickly. I lost it. 1 minute. Okay.
We can find it.
You can tell I don't do this every week, right?
What did you learn?
I learned that I need to be more aware of college.
Okay, I got it. Quickly. Scholarships. MyScholly.com. MyScholly.com.
MyScholly.com.
MyScholly.com.
All right, so I learned that I'm going to have to get a whole bunch of scholarships so I don't have to be in a lot of debt. If I'm going to be in debt, it's going to be a little bit of debt. All
right. I learned I need a job.
Hey, Kansas City, it's Nika, and it's about time for us to wrap up. Today we had a very interesting conversation with Miss Kathy about health, fitness, and how moderation is key when you want to stay healthy. We also talked with Lisa Y. Jones in college and how the hefty cost it takes to get there. Please note that the views and opinions expressed on Generation Rap are not necessarily those of the Carter Broadcast Group. So please don't get it twisted.
Happy birthday, Playmaker!
Yeah, that's Playmaker! Turn up!
You are listening to the hottest and the livest teen talk show on the planet, Generation Rap, only on Hot 103.
Yeah!